Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the great feast of St. John, the beloved, the one so beloved of the Lord. And I'm very struck. I read over often the beginning words of the Gospel according to John and the words that begin one of his letters, because he was a man who loved so deeply. He loved so deeply. The first reading is taken from the beginning of the first letter of St. John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Beloved, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes. Remember, they saw the Lord. They knew it was the Word made flesh. They knew it was the fulfillment of the prophetic word. They spent 3 years with him as his disciples. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we looked upon and touched with our hands, concerns the word of life. For the life was made visible. We have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so that our joy may be complete by us uniting with them. Become true followers of Christ. The gospel for today is taken from chapter 20. It's the gospel, of course, the gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 1, and then verses 2 to 8. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." Can you imagine her anguish, her frustration, her bewilderment, her fear? And so Peter and the other disciple, John, went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloth there, but he did not go in. Why? Because he was younger. The elders go first. And when Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in himself, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. There are moments in our lives when we know that God has spoken to us. There are moments in our lives, and if you haven't experienced it yet, make your gift, make your Christmas gift, and walk with him this year. We're all different. And God works with each of us differently. But I think your life will be much, much better a year from now if you do what I'm asking or what I'm suggesting. John was the beloved of the Lord. And why was he beloved? Because he so fully gave himself to the Lord. So fully. If you read the beginning of the Gospel according to John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He's speaking of John the Baptist. "He came for testimony to bear witness to the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light. He came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. Now listen to this verse. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. There's great wisdom and depth, of course, in all the Gospels, but there's a particular depth of love in John. Totally sold out, totally given. And I think that the Lord wants to say to us, how totally given are you? In the first letter of John, in the beginning, it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we saw it and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing this that our joy may be complete. Look at that. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Who are your friends? I have to ask myself, who are my friends? Am I walking in fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ? Can I? Yes. Broken? Full of many, many mistakes that all of us are? Yes. You can walk and have deep fellowship with God the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. St. John so loved. He loved. The Gospel of John, which we read today, is from John 20, verse 1, and then verses 2 to 8. I just want to read these to you because as I read them over and over, especially the Gospel of John, as I read it over and over, things, I don't know how else to say it, things come alive for me in ways they didn't before. I think the Holy Spirit worked through John, the young John, in a new way. And John so fully gave himself that God was able to work in him in a unique way. We too can give ourselves to God. John chapter 20, verse 1, and then verses 2 to 8. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." And Peter then came out with the other disciple, that's John, and they went toward the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first, and stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. And then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying and the napkin which had been on his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. And then the other disciple, this is John, he's speaking of himself here, then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in. See, he deferred to Peter. And he saw. And he believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise from the dead. And then it says, and then the disciples went back to their homes. You know, when you're confused and you're bewildered and you're a bit overwhelmed, what do? you go to what's familiar. So they go back home, they think about this, they talk about it, they gather again, then they gather again. And finally, they come to believe the Messiah had saved them, that he was risen from the dead. And brothers and sisters, that's the way it is for us. Jesus died for you and for me. He came into this world as a helpless infant for you and for me. He suffered his whole life trying to communicate the love of the Father. And he died, as I've said before, a terrible death for you and for me. That we might know the forgiveness of God and the mercy of God. But if we hold ourselves, even here in this beautiful Christmas season, even here, it can be such a time where we don't, it's just a happy time. Don't bother me with anything serious. This is a happy time. This is a happy day. I want this to be a good day for my family. Those things are fine. But what we most want is that my heart, my life, is totally given to God. Then I honestly celebrate the birth of Jesus because I am doing what he came to make possible for you and for me, that we could know him, that we could love him, that we could follow him, that we could be happy with him forever in the next world. And that's not Pollyanna, and that's not fairy tales. That's the truth. And I would stake my life on it. Are you with me? Brothers and sisters, we need to go out and proclaim the goodness of the love of God and the sacrifices he made on our behalf to break the bonds of sin and death forever. Jesus is full of mercy. He is the very heart of mercy. And our God is good. And our God is loving. And our God is merciful. And our God is utterly faithful. Can you please, if you haven't already, and I know I'm going over this and over this, but please, bring your life before the Lord. Tell the Lord that you want to follow him with all your heart. And even if you're afraid to give him some things of your life, tell him you want to, but you're afraid. And would he help you? Brothers and sisters, I guarantee you, he will minister to you and he will show you a way. Sometimes by very surprising things, people say something to you, or somebody gives you something to read, or you hear a sermon, or there can be all kinds of ways that suddenly you say, that's God speaking to me. This is a time of great rejoicing, but it's also a time of saying, then come, let's band together. Come, let's proclaim the goodness of the Word who became flesh for you and for me, so that we would not perish, but that we would live forever. It's not a fairy tale. It's God himself. May God bless you. For the four Sundays of Advent, I have put four meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title, Journey Through Advent, or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.